All right, yes, you are inside the cave. Ian Wendt, Andrew Morton with you here. And not joining us in studio. We don't get to see his pretty face, but we'll hear his voice instead. It's the national champion head coach of the NCAA men's hockey team at Adrian College, Coach Adam Krug. Morning, Coach.
Morning. How are we doing?
Doing good. Doing good. And, you know, we've been talking a little NHL free agency. The Wings are very, very active in the first couple days of free agency. I want to get to that in a little bit, but I reached out to you, you know, mainly for that and a bit of a shakeup on your bench. I know your team and the college have announced that Coach Adam Phillip, from you know your assistant out there on the bench, is in a new role. So can you tell us a little bit about that and what that means for you?
Yeah, we're gonna miss Philly. You know, he's off to a different opportunity. You know, we're certainly disappointed to lose him. You know, like it's been a position over the years that it's a 2-year type stop position, and just like our players want to move on, develop and move on. Same thing with the coaches. You know, I've had 5 different assistant coaches in my 8 years, and they've all moved on. They've all kind of used this as a stepping stone, and they've done a good job, a good enough job where I can kind of help them, you know, provide a good reference, and ultimately, you know, they propel themselves in their career. So Adam's going to be up in Muskegon in the United States Hockey League, which had a plethora of draft picks actually in the NHL draft last week. It certainly is a good league, and it's a good step for him to go work with some really high-end players. You know, very similar, I think, type mentality to what we do at Adrian, you know, as far as development and the amount of work that we put in. His role will be very similar there as far as, like, player development. You know, being a good go-between between the players and the head coach. So, yeah, we'll miss him, but it's a great opportunity for him. But to just be a few hours down the road, you know, he'll be around this area a bit. You know, he's from Detroit, so it's not like he's falling off the face of the earth. But they'll also be playing against the U.S. national program like 8 times. So, you know, something that he's familiar with from his time at Adrian, and something we're certainly familiar with as well.
What's that kind of like for you in the program? You sort of have your own coaching tree, if you will. What's that say to the culture that's been built there from you and Coach Fogues and, you know, Dr. Docking and all that to sort of have the program be in this spot?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the plan is that, you know, there is a coaching tree. You know, I'm proud of the guys that have come in and our other places, you know, stay in touch with every single one of them. You know, and Coach Fogarty did the same thing. You know, Stavros Paskaris worked for him for 5 years and then went with him to Princeton. And now Stavros is at Bowling Green. And then before that, he had our first ever assistant coach. Actually, I guess I can really back it up to the first ever assistant coach that was only a recruiter because he never coached a game here, a guy named Brian Burke, who ended it on Division I picture. That my assistant coach, Matt Nicholson, Matt's been kind of around the Division I game now for 13 years. So it goes all the way back 15 years to moving coaches on. So it's I think it says a lot about how we do things and you know the seriousness of the job.
So. Coach, we'll switch from the very local side of this to sort of the bigger picture here with the Red Wings and what they've been able to do. It's been very eventful since we last talked. You know, they hired a coach. They've gone through a draft, and now they're well on their way in free agency. And we'll start here with the head coach. I think looking at the timing of it, you know, they weren't announcing anything. It sort of seemed like, okay, Eisenman's going to go with a guy from Tampa, and ultimately they did. So what do you think of the hire?
Yeah, I think it's a great hire. Actually, I know Derek Lalonde very well.
Of course you do.
I coached against him in the USHL in my time in that league when I was in Indianapolis with the Indian Ice. And once upon a time, he hired me to coach with him at Green Bay with the Green Bay Gamblers. That was short-lived. Due to two reasons. One, he got a job with the Toledo Walleye, and two, I got a job 2 weeks later at Adrian College. So it's pretty funny how the hockey world, you know, intertwines and weaves, and it's pretty neat. But I think Derek's a very sharp coach. You know, he's won in places. He's you know, he's been at the highest level, obviously, for the last 4 or 5 years in Tampa, working with John Cooper, who's, you know, certainly going to go down as one of the best head coaches in the history of the NHL. So he's been around a really good mentor, and he's been around, you know, Stanley Cup championship teams now. So I think it's a great pickup. You know, Steve Yzerman has a plan there, and he's been around Derek, you know, his time in Tampa. He was in charge when Derek first went to Tampa. So I think it's a good hire. You know, it stinks that Jeff Blashill's gone. You know, I love Blash. He's a good person, and he's a heck of a coach. It's really hard to coach when you don't have the top end players to help you win. So, you know, he's kind of a victim of that. But you know, it's part of the Yzer plan, I guess, that Blash is gone and the new guy's in just in time to you know, have a different group of players. Now he can start to instill, I guess, his culture and the way of doing things and his structure in their game.
So what can Wings fans expect from, you know, we sort of got the inside track now with Lalonde being the head coach. Are we going to see a real change on the ice, or just do what they've been trying to do but do it better?
Well, I think the NHL hockey is very copycat. Yeah, I think sports is that way. You know, you look at football, there's different type of offenses, you know, but what do you have to have in the NFL? You have to have a good quarterback. You have to have a running game. You have to have an offensive line. You have to have receivers that catch the ball. So, you know, I think football is that way, and you know, basketball, a lot of teams do a lot of similar things, and you know, hockey certainly is that way. It's just who can get the players to buy in and play together and be selfless. You know, not really care who gets the credit and the points. You know, and in hockey, much like football, you got to have a quarterback. In hockey, you have to have a goaltender. So, yeah, I don't know the goaltending situation. Detroit has exactly figured out. They brought in Ville Husso, who was St. Louis Blues goaltender in their tandem with Jordan Binnington, and now Husso's there, and you know, he's only been in the NHL for 2 years. This will be year three. He didn't have a great playoff last year, but he was very good the regular season for the Blues, and I think that's a big part. But I think stylistically, you know, it's going to be a hockey team that wants to play with speed and wants to be hard to play against. I actually think Lalonde talked about that at his press conference. So, you know, it's the same stuff that we talk about with our guys. We want to be hard to play against. We want to make playing against us miserable. And I think we do that here. And I think, you know, the top teams in the NHL, they certainly do it too.
So you talked about, you know, picking up that goalie from the St. Louis system. What a perfect segue to another guy that was signed by the Wings a couple days ago that played for St. Louis for a long time, had a bit of a hiatus there from 2013 to 2018, a teammate of your brother's, Torrey Krug, and that's David Perron. Can you tell me a little more about what he can bring to the Red Wings in terms of a veteran presence on that forward line?
Yeah, well, I think the Wings are changing their name to the Blues, to the Detroit Blues. They're going to relocate to St. Louis Arch.
Right.
You know, the Midwest is going to start here now. So, no, you know, the Wings have scooped up several Blues. I think even last year they traded Oscar Sundquist who was on the 2019 Stanley Cup team in St. Louis. You know, there's Jake Walman, a defenseman that was in St. Louis. So, you know, they've got four or five Blues in Detroit now. So those guys are changing colors. But David Perron, it was a tough one for me to see go, you know, for my brother. And talking to my brother, like, they'll certainly miss him. That guy is a heck of a player. I didn't really know a lot about him before my brother got to St. Louis. I didn't necessarily love David Perron. Watching his years in Pittsburgh and Vegas, and even his early years in St. Louis the first time around. You know, but wow, I really got to appreciate him. A guy that can produce. Like, he'll be a heck of a player on the power play. He'll play on his one time side and be able to be a scoring threat there, but he can make plays. And he's a big game player too. There'll be some nights where I think some Wings fans will get frustrated just because it's a long season and everybody has some highs and lows. But he'll show up when it matters. But he's a heck of a player, that's for sure. That was a great pickup.
So on top of Perron, there's been, you know, a handful of other guys. What do you make overall of the Red Wings free agency?
Yeah, I mean, they made a splash, right? You know, Ben Sherratt on the back end, I think, will be a nice defensive partner for Mo Sider, and you know, grabbed Olli Maatta, who I think is you know, kind of on the back half of his career, but he's won a cup in Pittsburgh, and he's been in LA, and he's a serviceable defenseman. I think, you know, with the draft and the pickups that Yzerman made, I think he did a great job of putting this team in a position where they will probably compete for a playoff spot next year. And even this year, like the first half of the year, Detroit was in a good spot. And just the second half, they just didn't have enough horses to do it all year. The goaltending wasn't always great. The back end really fell apart with injuries and whatnot. But I think that, you know, this is a good, I don't want to even know if you can call it a Band-Aid, because, you know, it's gonna, I think, keep evolving and keep getting better. But while those younger players marinate junior hockey and in the minor leagues, you know, even the goaltender they've got coming in a few years from now from it with Edmonton Oil Kings, like he's a monster, and he's kind of like the next Vasilevsky from Tampa. So, you know, those guys, you know, the guys they brought in right now are going to help this team compete right now, and I wouldn't be shocked if this team sneaks into the playoffs next year.
We've been talking with Adrian College, head men's hockey coach for the NCAA team, a national champion, coach of the year, Adam Krug. One more question, and, you know, looking at Adrian College Athletics, following their social media, looks like you've been busy with some hockey camps in the last couple days.
Yeah, we had our annual prospect. We call it the Adrian College Hockey Experience Camp. You know, it gives youth players the opportunity to come spend a few days at Adrian College and use our locker rooms and the dorms, and you know, hop on the ice with the coaches, and we run them through practices, kind of like we put our guys through. You know, they get to have some scrimmages, and we do a little tournament style thing, and they end up you know, playing a championship game the last day and a consolation game. So we had 80 kids on campus, and there's some young prospects there. And the beautiful thing of it is that there's all sorts of different types of players out there. You know, some kids that'll end up playing at this level. There's kids that'll end up playing at the ACHA level. Anybody that steps foot in the Arrington Ice Arena sees all the pictures on the wall of the seven hockey teams that we have playing out of there. So there's different levels for everyone, and that camp certainly encompasses that. But it's a good opportunity, and it's fun for us to be around kids in the summertime that you know, we don't know, and we get to know a little bit. You know, it's certainly pretty great. We got some really nice notes from some kids and some parents, and it's nice to develop those relationships.
Well, Coach, enjoy whatever off-season you have left. Enjoy time with the wife and kids and the family, and it's always good to talk to you, and we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, Ian, I appreciate it. I got to find some time to play some golf. I played like three rounds. So,
oh, man.
If you're looking for me,
Yes.
I'm not around the office. I might be on the golf course at this point.
All right. Well, sounds good. Coach Adam Krug with Adrian College. Again, we appreciate it. And, yeah, take care.
All right. Thanks, Ian.
All right. And we need to hit a break. One more conversation out with Jeff Bowman. He's out in Hudson. Speaking of golf, at Schaefer's Evergreen Golf Course out in Hudson for the CSI 8th Annual Fundraiser Golf Outing. We'll get to Jeff in just a moment. I'm Ian. That's Andrew. You're inside the cave.